Well, hello there, my friends, and welcome back. My name is Stephanie Safarian, and this is an unnumbered episode of the Sustainable Minimalists podcast. The content is a little different today because we're discussing the future of this show. Things are going to be looking a little bit different around here. And specifically today, I'm introducing something I'm really excited about. It is our new book club. Now, I want to say at the outset, if you are a brand new listener to this show, if you've literally never clicked on an episode before, this probably is not the episode for you. So please go back to the feed, click on another one that looks interesting, get to know me a little bit first, and then kindly come back to this one. And for everybody else, for everybody sticking around, a few weeks back, I had a little bit of a meltdown on air. I don't know if meltdown was the word, but maybe a temper tantrum. And I'll replay it in a minute for anybody who missed it. But I did get a lot of, hey, girl, you okay? emails after my little temper tantrum. I did mention in the tantrum that things are going to change around here. They have to change because this show is no longer financially independent. We'll get into why that is in a moment. But essentially, I'm pivoting. I'm pivoting for my own mental health. I'm pivoting to get my groove back. And most importantly, I'm pivoting so that I can best serve you again. I started this show with a message and a mission. And I truly believed, and I still believe, that my message can help some people. But something happened over the years as the show grew and more people started listening. What happened was that my desire to help you became buried under the financial obligations that are associated with partnering with brands. So these days, my efforts are largely around pleasing brands, and I don't want to do that. I want to take back my show. I want to put you, my listeners, first again. And so my solution to all of that and more is book club. We'll talk about that in a minute, but let's go back to my little meltdown on air a few weeks back. I'm going to go ahead and replay the meltdown in case you missed it the first time, because who doesn't love a good meltdown moment, right? There's also some really important information in the clip I'm about to air about how brands are screwing over podcasters, essentially, and also about how and why, more specifically, this show is no longer financially independent. It's not because I can't keep my books. It's because brands are paying less and less for the same thing. So here's the clip. Enjoy. I want to talk to you about how this show makes money, and I'm going to give you numbers. So sit back, relax, buckle up. Podcasts make money by airing advertisements. You know, this is not a shock to anyone, right? And the industry standard in terms of payouts used to be $25 for 1,000 downloads. So a podcast that has 1,000 listeners, is downloaded 1,000 times, would make $25 off of airing a 60-second ad in the middle, okay? A show of this size, so about 10,000 listeners an episode, a show this size would theoretically, in a perfect world, make $250 off of one 60-second ad. The really big shows, so the Joe Rogans of the podcasting world, let's say they have 100,000 listeners, they'd be making $2,500 off of an ad. That used to be the industry standard, but these days, guess what? That industry standard of $25 per 1,000 downloads, that number keeps getting pushed lower and lower and lower. These days, the offers that I'm receiving from brands are coming in at around $19, $17. And so an ad that used to, let's just say, made me $250, it's now making me $190 or $170. So it's the same spot. The brand is still getting exactly the same as they used to get for $25. And I'm still doing the same amount of work on my end. But this show, which, by the way, has a lot of bills, this show keeps taking home less and less. It's making less and less money. So I do not know what the basement is. Like, if we're playing Limbo, how low can you go? I don't know how low that number is going to get. But this show simply cannot financially, we cannot financially stick around to find out. And so let me just say, too, about that 25 number. Okay. Used to be 25. Now it's 19, 17. I'm getting offers for $17, $16. Let's not forget, too, that there is a middle agency in there that's taking 30%. So a $19 CPM, it's called a CPM. When you take 30% out of there, that's $5.70-ish. So the agency ends up taking $57. And my take home for airing that 60-second ad, the show's take home, becomes $133. So what are the real life implications here for you, the listener, right? Podcasters like me are now being forced to essentially suffocate you, the listener, with ad upon ad upon ad, just to make what we used to make. So we're not making more. We're not making millions. We're just trying to make what we made last year. And the only way we can make what we made last year is by airing more and more ads. This is bad for you, because I'm pretty sure you don't want to listen to four ads in the middle of a podcast, right? I don't, as I listen to podcasts, and I don't want to do that. It's also bad for me as a minimalist podcaster, right? I see the hypocrisy. I'm not blind to it. And it's also bad for the growth of this show or any show. Listeners want quality content. They don't want ad after ad after ad. Listeners do not want to be suffocated with ads. All right. So there's the numbers part. There's the why. Now let's get into the what. I have long resisted becoming a subscriber-only show. I don't have a Patreon. I don't have anything to sell you. But the podcast industry is changing, and therefore this show needs to change as well if it's going to stay in business. All right. So as I re-listen to that, that's not much of a meltdown. On a scale of 1 to 10, like if 1 is Stephanie cool, calm, and collected, and 10 is Stephanie all out tantruming, I would say this lies around a 1.5. This isn't that bad. I must say I can do way worse. And so if we talk about sustainability, right, like long term, like is this show sustainable? The show just isn't sustainable if its only means of making money is by partnering with brands. So again, financial health, if I'm thinking about financial health, it's either A, pivot now, or B, go get a real job and quit the show. Like that's where I'm at. That's where I'm seeing the podcasting industry at. And it's scary, frankly. But let's discuss in detail what's going to change. All right. We will continue to have one episode a week for free, just like now, right? One episode a week. It's going to have ads in it. I currently, at the moment, offer 3 episodes a week. That will be going down to just 1 episode a week for free for everybody. It's accessible to all. Now, what's changing is there's going to be a subscriber-only option. And embedded within that option is something, again, I'm really excited about, and it is book club. Yeah, so we're going to meet once every 2 months. So we're going to hang out. We'll get to that in a minute. Those of you who want to support the show, support the mission, $5 a month will get you a bunch of stuff. Number one, why would you pay $5 a month? You hate subscriptions. I hate subscriptions. They're the worst. Well, the number one reason is to support this show, to support this work. By subscribing, you are ensuring that the mission of the show and the message of the show continues forward. Every person who joins as a subscriber makes it possible for me to make the show every week. That means small things like paying for the website, big things like hiring my sound editor so my show sounds professional, and everything in between, right? If it wasn't for support of all of you, supporting what you want to see more of in the world, we independent creators just simply wouldn't create. And what a boring world it would be to live in if nobody was creating. So the number one benefit, in my opinion, to subscribing is supporting the show. And everything else I'm about to say is hopefully icing on the cake. But I also hope the icing is pretty freaking awesome. The second benefit to subscribing is you will receive ad-free listening. So no more ads on any shows. Where applicable, and at least twice a month, I will be offering up extended interviews, especially with book club writers. So on Tuesday's episode, I'm airing an interview with a home decorator, and we're talking about her house rules. So you're decorating your house. She has 100 house rules. The episode that's going out for free is offering up 6 house rules. The episode that's going out to subscribers will offer 10 house rules and no ads. So it's a longer show and not a second of ads is in it. That's for $5 a month. The third thing you'll be getting with a $5 a month subscription and support of this show is book club. And this is what I'm really excited about. Every 2 months, we're going to have book club. Yes, we are. In a perfect world, you'd all come over. We'd have snacks. We'd bundle up under my blankets because my house is cold. We'd sip some red wine. We'd eat some cheese. We'd chit chat. But of course, due to the fact that you're all over the world, that's just not possible. So the next best thing is Zoom. We're going to have Zoom book clubs. The books that are chosen, I'll pick the first couple ones. They'll be on the topics of minimalism, decluttering, intentional living, environmental issues. Like all the topics that we discuss every week on this show are up for grabs in book club. And I will say too, if you decide to become a subscriber, you will receive an email, like right away, an automated email with our book club selection. Our first one, our book club will be on June 3rd. And the reason I picked June 3rd, so the actual meeting will be June 3rd. The reason I picked June 3rd is because June 2nd is my 40th birthday. And so I'm using June 3rd as like a little extension of my party because I'm having a lot of feelings about turning 40. So let's just extend the party one more day on June 3rd with a book club. Now, I totally expect some of you to support the show with $5 a month only for the ad-free listening. I mean, ad stake. Maybe for some of you, you have no interest in reading books and coming on Zoom with Stephanie. I get that. And you don't have to join Zoom. You can still support the show and not join the book club, certainly, but perhaps you'd like to. Perhaps you'd like to try it out. We would love to have you. Now, I will say, too, what I'm really excited about book club is that most book clubs I've been in historically pre-pandemic. The problem is that if you don't like the book or the genre of the book or the topic of the book that's selected, you're out of luck, right? Not the case with our book club because we're picking books that cover topics related to what we talk about every single week on this show. So no one's going to pick historical fiction if you hate historical fiction, or nobody's going to pick a book of poetry, right? You can be fairly certain that the books and sometimes documentaries will choose too. We can be fairly certain that the media that's chosen for the book club is going to be something we're interested in. And I just want to say too, you know, if you really want to join book club, but you can't afford $5 a month, just email me and we'll chat about it. Okay. Cause I want everybody who wants to join to be able to join. So email me. Now, how do I see this working? How do I see it working? Well, in the spirit of minimalism, I do not want book club to be a heavy lift. If you don't read the whole book or if you don't even read any of the book, no problem. You can still join us. It is community first. That's the goal. Community first, making real connections, making real relationships. The book is second. I personally need more of a community. I think you may likely need more community as well. I need to find my people and actually connect with them. Social media is not doing it. Social media is all about influencers making content and hoping they get positive feedback. That's not connection to me. I want to talk with people, aka I want to talk with you. I don't want to talk to you in my closet in the basement. I want genuine connections. I want to know you and I want you to know me, all of me. The real down and dirty me, not just the one that shows up for interviews and airs them on the World Wide Web. Our book club meetings, again, every 2 months, they'll be about an hour-ish with time to talk about the book, yes, but also time to just chit chat. What this world needs is more genuine connection, not more things to do and get done. So you don't have to buy the books, I have to say too. Don't forget about your local library. That's why it's every 2 months. So you have ample time to request the book, get the book, read the book. And again, you don't have to read the whole book. You don't have to read any of the book. When I was in a book club last, it was again before COVID, there was a time or two I didn't even read the first page of books, but I just attended book club anyway, because again, I wanted to connect with other human beings. So if you're on the fence and you know, you don't want another subscription in your life, and two, if you're not sure whether you have time for a book club, just know that you can take as much from this book club or as little as you want. You can come dressed in your PJs or dressed to the nines. I will be in my PJs. I'm just telling you now. You can turn your camera on. You can leave it off. You can monopolize the conversation. You can stay silent. And again, too, if the book club isn't for you, but you still want to support the show and get the ad-free extended interviews, that's an option as well. So, all right. So how is this all going to work? Step one is to figure out where you normally listen. If you normally listen on Apple Podcasts, and that's the majority of you, that's the vast majority of you. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, there is now a subscribe option. If you subscribe to the show, it's $4.99 a month or whatever a year. Can't do math right now. 60? I think I lowered it to 55, so a little bit of a discount, but if you subscribe to the show, you will essentially be opting in to all the ad-free episodes. So you can just do what you normally do, click on your Apple Podcast app, click on the show, and you can get the episodes ad-free. So ad-free episodes, exclusive episodes, extended episodes, they'll all be there for you. Nothing's going to change on your end. If you want to join the book club, though, you need to then take an extra step and email me and tell me that you subscribed so I can add you to the book club email list. If that sounds like your path, then that's all you do. You subscribe on Apple Podcasts and then you email me and you say, hey, I just subscribed on Apple Podcasts. Add me to the book club. Done. You're done. And then you can go on listening to the show as you've always done. If you listen somewhere else, so if you listen on Google Podcasts, by the way, Google Podcasts is disappearing. Did you know that? Yes, that's right. Google Podcasts, the app on your phone, is disappearing as of March 31st. So if you want to continue to listen to any podcast, not just this show, but any podcast, you need to have an alternate podcast player ready to go. I suggest Spotify, but there's others, of course, as well, right? There's Amazon Music, there's Podcast Addict, there's Pocket Casts, there's a bunch of independent podcast players in addition to Spotify. But if you listen on an Android device and you use Google Podcasts, you need to be ready to switch to Spotify or something else. That's number one. Number two is, if you listen anywhere except Apple Podcasts and you want to subscribe to this show, you need to do so via the link in the show notes for Substack. So you'll subscribe to my Substack, which means you will be getting every ad-free and extended and exclusive member-only episodes through Substack. You will also automatically be put on the mailing list for Book Club. So that's an awful lot of information. Let me simplify it for you. Step one, ask yourself, where do I listen to shows? Is the answer Apple Podcasts or is the answer somewhere else? If the answer is Apple Podcasts, you're going to subscribe via Apple Podcasts. There's a subscribe button. And then you're going to email me and you're going to tell me you subscribe so I can add you to book club. That's the Apple Podcast listeners. If you listen anywhere else, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podcast Addict, Amazon Music, anywhere else, you're going to subscribe to the show via Substack. The link is in the show notes and you don't have to do anything else. And one more thing before we go, I must say, I have zero desire to trap anybody into a $5 a month subscription that doesn't want to be there. So if you try it, you hate it, you want your money back, you don't want to continue, just let me know and I will happily refund your money. I'm not in the business of being predatory or locking you into something that you don't want. That's the antithesis of what I stand for. So just know you can try it. And if you decide, I don't think so, not for me, no problem. We can still stay friends. Now, if you are rip-roaring ready to go, the link to support the show and subscribe is in this week's show notes. You will get an email with the first book selection. And I will say, too, I am interviewing the author. So if you join book club and read the book, you can send me your questions from the book and I will interview the author to later release into an extended ad-free subscriber-only episode. So that's, in my opinion, pretty darn cool. But I just want to say thank you for considering. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. I can't even fully express my gratitude to you, but I can say and I can promise that I am committed to producing engaging and thought-provoking content. And it's all of you, every single one of you, that makes that possible. So thank you so much. We will be back tomorrow for headlines. I'll see you then, and take care.